Shakespeare asked, "What's in a name?" A lot, it turns out. Take Ezra Jack Keats, the famous children's book author and illustrator, who died in 1983. Keats wrote and illustrated more than 20 children's books. Most featured African-American children at a time when that was unheard of. But here's the surprise. Keats was born Jacob Ezra Katz. That's a Jewish name. His parents were Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe. Early in his career, he changed his name to Keats, a very Christian name. He was white. Keats' groundbreaking book, The Snowy Day, published 50 years ago, was the first color picture book featuring an African-American child, and not in a racist way. Keats's work is now the subject of a retrospective at New York's Jewish Museum. Claudia Nassen is the curator.
Many people think that he was African-American. Nobody that I've encountered knew that he was Jewish.
Why did Katz change his name?
Anti-Semitism, you know, was prevalent still after World War II. It was hard to find a job as an artist with a Jewish name.
Keats broke boundaries. His first book, My Dog is Lost, followed Juanito, a Puerto Rican kid newly arrived in New York. Juanito was trying to find his dog, who was lost.
And there were not so many books that featured minorities at that point. So that kind of is a prequel to pave the way for him to create Peter.
Peter, the main character in The Snowy Day, is a kid like any other. He goes out in the snow for the first time and comes home with a snowball in his pocket. He expects to still find it later on. Keats wrote 6 more books about Peter, showing him in his gritty New York slum at a time when children's books showed white children in well-groomed neighborhoods playing with other white kids. Jerry Pinkney is an African-American and a children's book illustrator. He read The Snowy Day to his children.
We were trying to find reading material for them, and naturally, as people of color, we were looking for books that would reflect them or mirror back their image. But for people of color, all of a sudden, there was this book that dealt with contemporary African-American life.
The illustrations in this exhibit are bold in color and striking in their depiction of African-American kids, with the facades of their apartment buildings covered in graffiti. Keats, or Katz, grew up poor. His family struggled, but he didn't write about his own neighborhood or about Jewish children. Claudia Nassen.
The whiteness of children's literature was a major concern. She said he created Peter because he should have been there all along. That absence did not make sense to him.
Jerry Pinkney has won awards for his book illustrations. He says more needs to be done to diversify children's literature, but he is grateful to Keats.
There was a tremendous sense of courage to risk entering an area that had not really been gone into. Ezra was really the first. My appreciation and respect continue to grow.
The Snowy Day and the Art of Ezra Jack Keats continues in New York through January and then travels to other U.S. cities. Jane Friedman, VOA News.